Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. Over in John's Gospel, in the first chapter, it says, "The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us full of grace and truth." Now, you and I know the Word is Jesus Himself. It literally could say, "Jesus became flesh and made His dwelling among us." And my favorite part, though, in verse 14 is, "full of grace and truth." You know, when we can come before a person who is in his own entity, full of grace and truth, and is the embodiment and the entirety of grace and truth, what an awesome place to come to receive that in our life. I believe when we get full of grace and truth, as He desires us to do, the natural outcome from that is that we are grateful. So today, let's take on this transformative role and spirit of gratitude and join me in this prayer. Lord, today I am grateful for these three things, and then speak those to the Lord. Lord, I'm grateful for these three things, and you finish that sentence. Now, Lord, of all the prayers that are be prayed today, the one that I would ask you to step into my life and do is, and then finish that sentence. Lord, thank you for your grace and for your truth. In this time of meditation, would you speak that truth and your grace into my life, that I might teach my children, my peers, my friends, and my family, and show them the beauty of your grace, your truth, through gratitude in my life. Now take a few moments and let God speak that peace, power, and direction into your soul. I'm going to mind the time, and I'll be back to close this out in just a few moments. Well, the grace is great because of the excellency of what has been given to us in Christ Jesus. The gift was infinitely precious because it was a person of infinite glory, one infinitely near and dear to God, His own Son. The grace is great in proportion to the benefit we have in Christ. I know you've enjoyed hearing from Him today. Don't forget to join me again tomorrow for another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.